By the title of the play, Scott and Hem at the Garden of Allah, now having its world premiere at Barrington Stage Company, you will likely know who the central characters are. As for the Garden of Allah, in its heyday, it was a lavish complex of apartments and a temporary home for Hollywood celebrities such as Errol, Greta, Groucho, Harpo, and Chico, and the workplace and playground for noted writers, many of whose works were being adapted into movies, such authors as F. Scott and Ernest. The highly regarded playwright, Marc St. Germain, has brought these two literary notables together for an exchange of, well, we're not certain. Scott is under contract and under pressure by MGM to finish a script. Hem arrives uninvited to offer Scott the rights to Kilimanjaro. Or maybe he wants to continue a heated argument they had years earlier when they were both guests of the Murphy's Villa on the French Riviera. But hold on. Some of us have a remembrance of that scene. A few years ago at Williamstown Theater Festival, there was a play entitled Villa America. It was about a couple of wealthy expats, Sarah and Gerald Murphy, who entertained the artistic celebrities of the day, Picasso, Robert Benchley, Archibald MacLeish, among others, including Scott and Hem, who spent the first half of the first act of the play arguing. It's deja vu all over again. Indeed, author St. Germain, to keep us mindful of when and where we are, name drops throughout by including references to the Murphys and to Gertrude and Alice, Tallulah and Clark. And of course, there's extended discussion about Zelda, recently committed by Scott to an institution. It's all great fun if you're a literary or motion picture buff of the roaring 20s, 1930s, and early 40s. Otherwise, the play is about two guys who talk and drink too much. This premiere is directed by the play's author and likely is now a work in progress. It's 90 minutes of two interesting writers shouting at each other, occasionally interrupted by a young woman who was assigned to keep Fitzgerald's attention on his unfinished script and off the bottle. The course of the play includes a gratuitous fight between a guy who ran with the bulls in Pamplona versus a guy whose only apparent physical exercise is lifting a glass. There is a recently published and highly praised book entitled The Trip to Echo Spring, Why Writers Drink. Its author, Olivia Lang, follows the lives of six American authors, including Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. To quote from a review, she explores the dark trajectory of an alcoholic's life and the role drink played in the work of these talented figures, unquote. Now there's an idea for a play, and Marc St. Germain could be the author. Or maybe he has already written such a dramatic story. The actors in this production, Ted Koch as Hemingway, Joey Collins as Fitzgerald, Angela Pierce as the studio-assigned chaperone, ably perform in their roles as directed. But the dialogue needs more introspection into who these literary giants are and why they should hold our interest. This is the sixth world premiere of Marc St. Germain's plays making its debut at Barrington Stage. I sincerely hope that with further refinement, Scott and Hem will be as well received as the first five. Scott and Hem in the Garden of Allah plays now through September 29th at Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.